Nathan, Falls Festival here in Tassie. It doesn't look like it's going to go ahead, mate.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Now, look, this has sort of been the news the last couple of days because Fall Festival fans and Tassie musicians, they've both been pleading with organisers to bring it back because now it was cancelled last year. Now, until the Marion Bay, between Christmas and New Year's, it was cancelled last year because of coronavirus.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
And so last year, the organisers, Secret Sounds, they stopped short of guaranteeing the event would come back to Tasmania, saying they remained hopeful of returning to Marion Bay. So when they made that announcement last year, it wasn't like, hey, we're just pausing for a year. They went, oh.
Yeah, so they didn't guarantee we're coming back next year, no.
No. Now, some people have been reaching out to them, fans and musicians. So a spokeswoman for Secret Sound said no decision had been made yet about whether the Marion Bay event would go ahead next summer. Now, I don't want to say too much, and then this isn't confirmed, but I have spoken to a few people over the weekend who have said to me that they believe that it will not go ahead.
Oh.
So this is because of the cost
to bring everything down
to have it down here. Now, you can imagine it's a bit easier to lug stuff around on the mainland.
Yeah.
But to bring everything down here, apparently there's a huge cost with it.
This has been something they've been fighting with for a long time pre-coronavirus.
Yeah,
about
so
how expensive it is.
A bit of behind the scenes, they weren't happy for a long time. Like they wanted more people there. They wanted to sort of cover those costs. And look, again, I don't want to say. Look, I've spoken to people. It's nothing official, but I've heard that they're quietly a little bit happy that they're like, well. You know, COVID's... Like
they've now got a reason not to spend the money on bringing everything down.
Yeah, they've got an excuse. Like a lot of businesses in a lot of places, they've said, oh, well, COVID.
Mm. I mean, come on, guys, COVID.
Yeah. A friend of mine, she got let go of her job and they said, look, COVID's hit us hard. We're going to have to let you go. She worked for a hand sanitizer company.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been using it as an excuse. But, yeah, look, the word... What I'm hearing is that it's not going to go ahead, and they don't want to call it too early because they're going to then cop heat and up.
Well, because I guess the thing is as well is they're going to have reduced numbers anyway, which means reduced income coming in. So their overheads are going to be even more expensive.
You said it. They were thinking about this two, three years ago.
Yeah, and now they've got an excuse.
They've got an excuse for it. And the other thing too is remember that they're going to continue on the mainland. Mm. So it's just like, and you know, we say it all the time how much it sucks that, you know, especially when big artists come over and they just do that little mainland tour, you know, Brizzy, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, Australia, we love you. What a week. So I'm here. Now, look, I know that, you know, Nath, I'm the positive bloke of the show. I'm always up and about old Jimmy.
100%, mate.
So I didn't want to give you that news without giving you other things. I have spoken to some other people as well. And look, if it is to be cancelled, actually, even if it's not, there will be stuff happening over that point of the year.
That was the thing. I'm hoping someone else puts on a festival.
Yeah, look, I can't say sort of who I spoke, but, you know, when I'm out and about, mate, I love a chat. I love a yarn.
Oh, you do, mate.
I love a yarn. And I love chatting to Tasmanians, Hobartians. And look, there's plenty of people that are willing to put things on and put their hand up if this was to no longer be on our calendar. There will be things happening, especially music events.
Well, if Falls doesn't go ahead, I reckon we should put a festival on called Stax.
Stax? Okay,
Trips.
I'll be honest. I reckon
Trips is even better.
Just a side note. So again, listening to the show, looks. I'm going to call it now. Falls is definitely not going to happen, but there will be other things. So don't fret.
There's always things.
But side note, something I've always wanted to do. You know this. Open a bar. Also run a festival. I mean,
have you wanted to run a festival before?
I just think like imagine putting a festival on, like chatting to like artists, getting it all together. Yeah. I think that'd be. I don't think we could do it. But
not with that attitude.
No, you're so right. That's why you're the positive one.
Oh, no, Stax has just been cancelled.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.